I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
I have about 12 family members coming over in 19 minutes and I live 3 hours away. There's a problem.
Is that why you're trying to rush out of the studio and spend less time with me?
Yes, I think I'm done.
I think we've only spent about 72 hours together this week. It's not enough.
No, it isn't.
Do you want me to call you in the car again?
Yes, I would, actually.
Actually, that's kind of what we do. As soon as we depart each other, like, call you in the car. Well, actually, I say that and Lise goes, okay. I think she's sick of me.
Let's hear more of our voices. Here's the podcast.
Put your collar down, you loser.
It's the sun. I don't want to burn Sarah. Jeez, the judgment. Just because I have olive skin doesn't mean that I can't protect myself from the sun.
Okay, Rick Astley. I don't even know if Rick Astley
his collar?
Never going to give you up. Your collar up.
Can we stop it?
Play the podcast.
I said he's the podcast, Scotty.
We said play the podcast.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Oh, I went home and I saw my lover and he's so beautiful.
Those Two Girls.
Yesterday. No, sorry.
Thursday. Seriously.
No, yesterday, Sarah, Dane took me out on a date. Okay? It wasn't just
That's
any
nice.
Date because it was one that he planned. Because usually I plan them, you see. I'm a bit of a control freak. But this time we both had the day off. The kids were off to school. And he said, we're going to go out to lunch. And I said, all right, well, I'll make a booking. And he said, no, it's done. I mean, right there.
Wow.
Take me now. I mean, that is brilliant when your husband actually books and does it great. So off we traipsed up to Clear Mountain Lodge, which isn't far from where we live. Beautiful. I'd never been there. And there's a beautiful outdoor balcony overlooking all of the Samford Valley or somewhere like that. I don't really know. And as we sat down, the lady, the waitress said, look, this is the most beautiful spot to have lunch, but just be warned, the butcher birds are really keen on the food that we serve here and they're very, very tame.
Okay.
And we were like, righto, well, you know, great, no problemo.
It's nice to be at one with nature.
Well, that's what we thought. I was like, I don't want to be in aircon on this beautiful day. Out we go. So anyway, we place our orders and if there is duck on a menu, Dane will go nuts for the duck.
Duck is the duck's nuts,
he
is that
does,
right?
Correct, yes. So he ordered the Peking duck, which is, you know, that thing with the little pancakes, like it's really quite exquisite. So out comes the Peking duck and he is salivating. And out of the corner of my eye, I see a butcher bird. So the butchie is about 2 metres away from me on the ledge.
Was it just doing a bit of like...
No, it was like a sleuth. Shut up. It was like a ninja butcher. But guys, every time I tell a story, you stupid sound effects. Anyway... I'm going to tell it with my back turned to you. Anyway, so the butcher bird's there out of the corner of my eye. Dane is prepping a little Peking duck pancake wrap with so much love and so much care. As he brings it up to his mouth, Sarah, I have never seen anything like this. His mouth goes open, like in slow-mo, and then the Peking duck moves towards his lips. The butcher bird swooped in between the lips and the Peking duck, grabbed the entire wrap and flew off. At this point...
What did Dane do?
Well, he was left looking like an idiot with his mouth agape, for starters, and no Peking duck in it. And then it was like a bull. He just went... and then he got up, and I've never seen someone so... out, like, just so
angry.
Bearing
in mind, Dane's like 6'6", isn't he?
He's not small. He gets up, pushes back his chair. There's other diners there. He turns to the crowd and he says, does anyone mind if I kill it? Oh. So this is in front of other people. And then I was like, no, but he's joking. I calm him down. I sit him back down at the table. And then the butcher bird comes back up to taunt him and Dane just punches. It didn't connect. It didn't connect. He attempted to punch.
Scotty, hang on. Didn't she tell a very similar story where Dane did connect with a spider of all things?
He just went into the backseat, grabbed an old T-shirt that was there, covered his fist in it and punched it. Okay, guys, don't call the RSPCA. The butcher bird was not harmed. The butcher bird has a belly full of Peking duck.
Oh, duck, a cannibal butcher. Is that why they call butcher birds butchers? Because they, well, I mean,
I don't know. Dane said, Dane was saying, I'm enraged. That thing is a cannibal. Like, he was beside himself. And I was like, it's okay. You've got another kilo of duck. You'll survive.
We need to get a bird expert on again. Talk us through what the butcher bird's thinking when he sees a car law approaching now. He probably's got PTSD.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Can you just pull it together?
I'm hungry.
Those Two Girls.
Ladies, during the week, as you know, because you're looking across at my mug right now, I got my hair cut. I think I had a bit of a fit, a summer fit. You know, I get very angry in the heat, and I just decided I cannot have another summer with long hair on my neck, and it's gone.
And you're also turning 37 on Monday, and it's also like a middle-aged thing, Sarah.
Ouch. So my hair is now very, very short, and I put a photo up on my Instagram. Goodwill's hunting.
Oh, God. And, fishing for followers.
And everyone was very complimentary. Oh, my God, I love it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Then Mum saw the photo.
Oh, gosh.
And wasn't happy. Obviously
Why?
Was triggered and was like, I can't handle all these people telling you when it looks good when it's not your best haircut. Okay.
But you look so beautiful.
So, oh, thanks, Lise. So Mum saw it and basically sent me text messages and even wrote on Instagram, like, don't listen to other people. I know what looks best on you. Now, given I spent a large portion of my 20s still having a spiral perm down past my shoulders.
She's not coming to
terms. Mum doesn't like short hair on me. So she's like, you're the lucky one. Anyone can wear short hair, Sarah. You have a classic look. And you need something that will frame your face. And I was like, Mum, it's just hair. Like, it'll grow back. I like it for a change. And Mum wrote, unfortunately, it is not just hair, Sarah. It's the picture frame for your face and needs to be chosen with care to show your face to its very best advantage. The short hair doesn't look bad, but it's not your best option if you want to look truly outstanding. Plus, I think she thinks I'm just copying everything you do, Lise.
Okay, Scotty, do you have the number there? So yeah. I think we should call your mum. Because all of this has been over social media. That's not how you communicate to people. You pick up the phone and better out than in, let's call Bez and let's have this conversation in real time. Please,
I'm
go.
I'm nervous.
Caller. You're okay. Just stand up for yourself.
Hi,
it's me.
Yeah, hi, love. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you going to comment on any more of my Instagram photos about how much you hate my hair?
I didn't say I hated it. I don't like the fact that everybody, they won't say anything to you about not liking something and they could encourage you to keep doing it. And I don't want you to keep doing it because I don't think it's to your advantage.
Oh.
That's why. I want some debate about it. Like, I mean, Aunt Shu tried to tell you in her text. Somebody else tried to tell you a little bit, but they only tell you really subtly. They don't actually say, yeah, well, I prefer you with long hair.
But it's just... I know, but it's just hair.
Not at this stage of your life. Not when you're at where you're at the moment. Like, I understand you're getting sick of your hair. Don't get me wrong. I've also gone down that track where I've done things like that, and I've loved them for a very short time too, and then realised it was a big mistake. But I'm telling you, darling, if you want to look your really beautiful self, your hair should be longer. It's not that your short hair doesn't look nice on you, but your long hair is nicer.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'll grow.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Lise is here. We're recording your conversation.
You are not.
I have no say in what she does with her hair or her fashion. She has a mind of her own there.
Yeah, I know. And it's not always right.
No, it's not.
Right. You two should get together for a little tete-a-tete. All right, Mum. I'll let you go.
I just don't think that she's got a trendy face.
Oh, my God.
I think she's got a very, very classic face, which classic faces don't follow trends.
Well, that's true, Sarah. You've wrecked it. See? You've wrecked your face. She's wrecked it, hasn't she?
All right, I'm going to go. Bye, Mum.
Oh, bye. God.
I love her so much.
You just don't have a trendy face, Sarah. I don't. Deal with it.
I love her.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Hey, hang on. I'm just going to take this lozenge out.
Are you right?
Yeah.
Those Two Girls.
During the week, I was on Facebook and a video appeared in my feed that's a clip of a new show that's starting on the ABC on Tuesday night. It's called Keeping Australia Safe. And the video was of a clip at the Brisbane Watch House.
Just here at Roma Street,
here at
right?
Roma Street, mm-hmm. About what the police on duty have to deal with on a daily or nightly basis. So I really wanted to learn more. And with us right now, we have Senior Sergeant Marcus Cryer, who is the officer in charge at the Brisbane Watch House. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to let people know what it's about.
Yeah, pleasure. You were also in that clip.
Well, it was a very fly on the wall type of video. And when I watched it, when Sarah showed it to me, it is super confronting because here we are all living in our perfect little bubbles where we don't see this thing on a daily basis, Sarah.
And Sergeant Kim, who was shown, was trying to get a lady in the watch house to sort of stop hitting herself in the padded cell, I suppose, wasn't she?
She was. She was a young lady who had been brought in. She was found in a nightdress on the street, but once she was woken up, she was extremely affected by a number of substances,
right.
And as a result of that, a number of things happened on the road, and to realistically control her was brought into the watch house for safety.
How young are we talking? Like,
so she was a 17-year-old lady, and like, you only see what you see on TV. I actually rang her mum and said, can you please come in? We have your daughter in custody here. And obviously that's a very confronting call to make. And mum gets a call at, and it was probably around the 1:30, 2 o'clock mark in the morning. Mum has to get ready and drive from where she lived to come in and then sees her daughter in that particular
in state.
What are the reasons people are coming into the watch house?
The biggest reason that people come into the watch house is because they don't comply with the standards that the society sets for everyday people that live in our world. So they're the ones that want to argue, want to confront the police, want to assault us. But unfortunately, they're also the people that are affected by extreme intoxication, whether that be through alcohol, prescription medication, or illegal drugs. And then on top of that, the high frequency we have with people suffering mental health.
In the video I watched where Sergeant Kim said the hardest thing about her job is being hated every single day. Can you tell us what does an average day look like for yourself and for others in the Queensland Police in 2017?
There's no fun times for the staff that come in. Mm. They probably get dressed and come into work every day knowing that it's going to be another 8 hours of people hating them when they come in.
I can't imagine.
The issue that we have is they don't actually hate the individual person. Now, you have to imagine is that most of them, and I say this because I've worked out on the street, most of the offenders that come in have the ability to stop what they're doing and walk away, like especially our safe night out precincts with the alcohol and the violence. When the police rock up, they plead with people to stop it and to simply go home. All the ones that come into the watch house have denied or, said, no, we're not going to do this. You can't tell us what to do. So there's only one place for those people because they're not being what society expects them to do. So they come into a secure holding facility.
Mm. Marcus, how do you switch off at the end of a shift? Because I imagine when you're confronted with that much, it would be very hard to go back to normal life.
I want to touch on that normal life. As a police officer, sometimes you don't know what normal is. You normally know what normal is when you go on holidays to a different location and you actually meet beautiful people as part of a non-police role. In the watch house, nothing's normal. You lose reality of that. And the unfortunate part about the police, and especially in the watch house, we actually don't meet the beautiful people at their best. They might be really lovely, but the reason they're there is because they're suffering from all of those things I spoke about, and they're at their worst and they need to be in a place of safety, or they need to be secured for their own safety.
Mm. Well, we're going to be tuning in Tuesday, 7th of November, 8:30 p.m. on the ABC, Keeping Australia Safe. It's going to be a one to watch, Sarah,
yeah,
for sure.
I'm really, really interested to see what else unfolds.
There's actually quite a bit, and I'm just going to say, look, at the end of the day, you can't pick your nights. I will tell everyone that's listening to this and all that sees that show, it was a fairly quiet night.
Oh, gosh.
And that's how confronting this is. don't think that that's the worst possible scenario. It was a well-behaved crowd, if I can put it mildly.
Wow. Okay. Well, if that's not a hook for a show, I don't know what is. Marcus, thank you so much for coming in.
And thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Huge dedication.
You guys still doing it?
Well, we never said we'd do it, did we?
I think we did.
Those Two Girls.
A few weeks ago, it was brought to our attention that there is a French reality love show that's going to be happening here in Brisbane in the crazy party suburb that is Fig Tree Pocket. Okay? Well, the locals are a bit miffed, but we got into it a bit, didn't we?
Well, yeah. It's not a love show, though, Sarah. It's a party show.
Oh,
so
right.
There's 10 20-somethings from France and Belgium that yep. are coming over, and it's all about integrating into Brizzy life, finding work, and basically just partying their socks off.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The thing. And you and I just thought, we need to get onto that set.
I mean, we're like, obviously there's one half of us who is French. It's not me.
Oui.
It's Lisa, even though she's from New Caledonia, which
that
I don't even
Sarah's
think is like proper France. And I'm pretty sure her French is like dialect French. It's not...
that is so offensive to me. New Caledonia was colonised by the French. It is a French. I have a French passport and I don't speak dialect French, okay?
I don't even know if that's a thing.
It is.
So anyway, we were like, okay, how many French people are there in Brisbane who can maybe get an in into this party reality loving show?
Well, so our producer, Jace, made a few phone calls, got in touch with the people that are heading up this production, and just to see if we could get an interview or get on set, be part of it somehow.
Yeah, I was already, I was at sea during the week and I saw a shirt that said Toute la Nuit. It was in French. And I thought I could buy that and wear it on set and look really legit.
What did it say on the T-shirt?
Toute la nuit.
Oh, God. It hurts. My ears are bleeding. It's toute la nuit. It means all night long.
That's right.
In bed by 8.
Yeah,
so.
That's about me.
Exactly.
Debrief about for Scotty.
Stay with us, guys. Here's the development, okay? We are going somewhere with this. I know it's hard to believe. Here's the big development, the big news we have to tell our listeners, Sarah. Is that when producer Jace made contact with them and said the girls are interested, one of them is French, they really want in on this somehow. The producers came back, Sarah, and said, yes, yes, the crew know of Lise Carlaw. And were wondering.
I'm so triggered.
No, just breathe through this. We're wondering if Lise, this is the clincher, would be interested in the presenter role. It would be similar to what Osha Ginsberg does on The Bachelor. She would be a French Osha, a Fosha. Well, I just made that last bit up.
Frosha.
So, Sarah, they've asked me, as you know, to send through some photos and my CV.
Because all your most recent photos have me in them.
We had to Photoshop them. Okay? I know, it's hard. It's hard, but you're
not French. My grandma was half French.
Sarah, that's... whatever you need to tell yourself, okay? This is good
I
for us.
I can speak French. I could go about jambon. That means ham.
That's how the... No.
Pun.
Well, it does.
That means bread, okay? Ham sandwich. I'm good for it.
How does that work in with a party show? Like, what are you going
to
say?
They
ham
need
bread?
To eat. They need to sustain their energy. I'll just be like, pun jambon.
Okay, so they've asked me to audition... This is good for both of us because, Sarah, this could mean that I could be famous in France and Belgium.
Yes.
I could be big in Belgium.
And I'll just control Australia.
Well, I mean, I think this is an exciting twist of fate for us.
I think it is. So when is the audition? Because I am going to impose myself in there somehow.
You need to be there.
Do you really
for me.
Think this could happen?
Well, I think, I mean, the idea of us being famous in Europe is...
It's appealing.
It's going to motivate me to make this happen. 13, 10, 60 guys. Is anybody else famous overseas is what I would like to know. Well, and by that I mean, are you famous in another country but no one knows you here? Because, Sarah, what I'm thinking is that that way we won't have paparazzi following us here. Nobody knows us here, but like, over there.
Yeah, so were you in a play, a commercial? Did you play some amazing sporting career over there?
Because Megan Gale was like that, Sarah. She was massive in Italy.
And nobody in Australia knew who she was for yonks.
That's now right. We do. 13, 10, 60, guys.
Are you famous overseas? Danielle from Strathpine.
Yep, I'm famous overseas. In 1989, we were there in Fiji on, it wasn't holidays. My dad was playing squash representing Australia. And yep. They asked if me and my brother could feature in a TV commercial advertising Fiji as a holiday destination to the world.
Wow.
And my parents said yes. And they still play the ad today.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Do you get
That's Fiji tourism updating itself regularly, isn't it?
Do you get royalties from that, Danielle?
No, but my mum and dad like playing it all the time.
It's on their Facebook feed every week.
So if you went to Fiji, you would get a very warm welcome at the airport, which is what I'm expecting to happen to me, Sarah, when I go to France and I'm the presenter of a show. You will be there
exactly.
with me. Yes, yeah. It'll be similar, won't it?
When you go over to Nice.
It's called Nice.
I know.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Oh, wait, did I get it?
Yes!
Those Two Girls.
Morning, Brizzy. My Good gosh, morning. The sun is up so early now. That's I got good. Up at 4:45 this morning because the sunlight was just streaming through.
I kind of like it. I'm ready for it.
Are you?
Are you ready for something, Sarah Wills? Are you yes. ready for the fact that in 48 hours you turn... 37.
That is true. It's true.
How are you feeling?
Good. Yeah.
No, you look terrified. Finally, you won't be able to heap your garbage on me about me being, 6 months older than you?
Yeah, that's true. Well, you still technically will be.
I'm
hitting 37 on Monday.
Well, listen, I've pulled a few strings and I've contacted all the celebrity friends I know. And here's a little something from them.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday, it's Selena. I love you so much.
Justin here. I just wanted to say happy birthday. I hope it's a great one.
Happy birthday! She is the mother I never had. She is the sister everybody would want.
It's true. Bye. Happy birthday. It's Michelle Obama.
It's true. I am wishing you the happiest, happiest birthday. I wish that I could grow all the flowers in the world and then cut them, handpick them, and give them to you.
What's that? I mean, Drew Barrymore. Was I mean, it? Are you happy that you have an A-lister friend like me?
I don't know how you pulled those strings, but thank Amazing. You. That's very sweet.
It took me all of YouTube and...
You or Scotty, all
Scott,
of you two.
And when I mean, I've just fallen off the desk. Happy birthday, Sarah,
Thank
for Monday.
You very much. Is that what happens when I turn 37? Yeah. I start falling off stationary objects?
Yeah, yeah. Guys, we're playing Game of Suburbs after this.
13:10:60 if you want to play Game of Suburbs, if you think you know Brisbane pretty well. On Brisbane's Hit 105.
That was sneaky.
Of Suburbs.
Rightio, you guys know how to play this game, but we're going to tell you again. It's one clue per caller, Sarah.
We choose one of Brisbane's suburbs. You have to guess. That's it. It's very complex.
Very simple. All right. Ha from Wacol. Yes. We love you. Hello. You're back.
Hi. Yep, I'm back.
Do you have something to say to Sarah?
Nothing. I just want to win the. I don't know what present today, but I just want to win something.
Huh? It's Sarah's birthday on Monday. You've got to say happy birthday to her first.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thanks, so genuine. Ha. So genuine.
Thank you. All right, Ha, I'm going to give you your first clue. Just let me look at it. Lisa's made the font so small. I need to put my glasses on.
Yeah, because you're getting old.
Under my headphones.
This is what 37 looks like.
What a sexy wearing... beast. Okay. Here we go, Ha.
Yep.
It was its own suburb until the mid-70s, but then it went green.
Green Slope.
Oh, it's a good guess.
Very close, Ha. You're going to have to call again next week. Okay.
Bye, Ha.
Talk to you next week.
Love you. All right, Mark from Mitchelton.
Hey.
Hey, Mark. Hey. All right, here's your clue. You've got rocks in your head. if you think you can put baby in the corner.
Broccoli?
Incorrect.
No, but no. Gee, people are having good cracks today.
You know what? They are getting the gist, Sarah.
Because sometimes our producers say to us, girls, your clues are too cryptic. And we say, no, we've been on radio for 8 months. We know what we're doing, okay?
Like, buzz off, bosses. Yeah, we know.
Absolutely.
Cryptic is the new black.
Okay, hey, Sam from Moray Field.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Okay, when we were teenagers, a trip to this suburb was an outlet for our pocket money.
See, Samuel's only 24, sir. It's problematic.
Hey.
No, that's good. That's good. You're lucky. You're lucky.
We were talking about Kendra, where like, the DFO is near the airport.
Is
it Kendra?
No.
But again,
you're on the right track.
You're so on the right track. Who have we got next? Kate from Bulimba. How are you?
Howdy. Very well, thank you.
Great. Okay, here's the clue. It is also our last clue, so please get it because we haven't written a fifth. All right.
Here we go.
Stone the Crows.
It's Norm and Logan and old mate Cleveland.
Oh, is it Stone's Corner?
Yes! I like the way you went, oh, like you had to think about it, but really, you've known for quite a while, haven't you, Kate?
Here's a fun fact. Here is a fun fact, guys. Stone's Corner, as of recently, has been named as a suburb in its own right, Sarah, because before it was part of Green Slopes.
Part of the Slopes. Stone's Corner is back in its own right. Hey, Kate, you've won yourself a $100 Greek Club voucher. You can indulge in a taste of Greece right here in Brizzy at the Odyssey Taverna and Cafe and Bar.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
Thanks, I've just been told that Samuel needs to talk as well. Sam, you still there, mate? Hey, Sam, you there?
Yeah.
What did you want to say to Sarah?
I just wanted to say a massive happy birthday for a Monday. And I know a few weeks ago when I rung up, your segment yous were doing, and you told me to learn Body Like a Back Row because you guys love that song.
Yes.
Does that ring a bell, ladies?
Yes,
does
it does.
Ring a bell?
It certainly does. Our friend, oh my gosh.
Well, because I've never met you and you've never met me, I thought it might be an awesome way to say happy birthday.
Oh, I'm crying. And oh, my gosh, she's crying.
I have practiced that song for you.
All right, hit it, Sam. This is the best.
Now, just don't mind me. I've just come off being sick for 4 days.
Look, whatever excuses you need to give me, Sam, I'm ready for it.
All right, I'm going to count you in, Sam.
All right.
Okay, is it? I think it's four beats. One, two, three, four. Oh, you missed it.
I thought that was musical in the background.
Mr. Weekend, you're listening to Those Two Girls.
What's triggered you? It's safe place. Just let it off your chest and then you can go on with your weekend. Whoop-dee-doo.
Those Two Girls.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Guys, let's chat about what's given you the irrits this week. Those little things that just really bug you.
Yeah, 131060. We're going to take your calls right now. But first, I'm going to tell you what's bugged me, Sarah.
Okay.
Last night, we had pizza night. Mm. And, you know, I like a thin crust. I like a thin crust. I feel.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because it's just like less carby, less fatty, less. I don't know.
Precisely why I don't like it.
But Dane ordered thick crust, didn't he?
What an idiot.
I still ate it, but I wasn't happy.
Triggered.
You've got standards. Yeah. Well, I have something that's really annoying me, and I was hesitant to bring it up because it's an ad that plays on this radio station. Scotty?
If you've had a prank with Sarah, go online to find a close repairer.
I mean, please, do not abuse my name because it easily rhymes with repairer.
Triggered.
I'm sure people can find a very close repairer, but Sarah's are great drivers.
I think they're just speaking the truth, and they've been inspired. They're like, yes, there's something in this.
I'm not happy. It triggered me, as you heard. Guys, 131060, what has triggered you? Yes, we're talking about the things that have given you the irrits during the week. May I just have a little bit more airtime?
What's gotten
and
you
give
gosh?
You another one? one. I was driving with my four-year-old daughter who was in the back seat looking like Zsa Zsa Gabor. She had a scarf on. She had a little love heart sunglasses. And for some reason, she just wasn't engaging in conversation. I was like, are you all right back there, hun? And she went, so just a lot of traffic today. I was like, I'm sorry, are we in an Uber? Do I just need to up my surge charge to 1.5 for the pleasure of having you in my backseat?
It's like when they can string those perfect sentences together, but they deliver them so deadpan.
In such an adult way.
Are you 4 or 40?
Yes. Hey, Michael from Springfield, what's triggered you?
Well, when it's meant to be your early day and then your boss says, hey, by the way, you've got to go down the Gold Coast.
Triggered. Oh, so you're supposed to knock off early.
And yes, then, I'm a fruit and veg delivery driver.
Oh, Michael, that is...
Are you in the car now?
I'm in the truck, yes.
Easing your pain?
You are, actually. I love your show.
Oh, thanks, yes! Michael.
Yes, that could have gone either way. I'm really glad
Michael. I really have, I'm really fanging for a kiwi fruit. Can you do a Yui and come back to Brisbane? Just deliver some at North Quay? Thanks.
Don't listen to her. Hey, Emily from Logan, what's triggered you?
Have you ever had an itchy heel?
Yes, they are impossible to itch.
Yes. That has been my week.
Yes, and you kind of end up awkwardly scratching it on your shin, yes, or dragging it on the ground like a dog or something.
And
it's
nothing worse when you're sleeping, and you just can't get it. So you're staying wide awake trying to scratch your foot, and you just look like an idiot.
Yeah, you do.
That is a perfect example of triggered, yeah, Emily.
Perfect,
thank you.
Emily.
Ashley from Hillcrest, what's irritated you?
Oh, my God. This
is going to be good.
On this iPhone thing, every time I click, to talk to Siri, it's like, hi, I'm here to help. It's like, okay, we'll call this person or look up this. It's like, I'm listening. It's like, yes, call this contact. Look up this on Google. Like, I'm still listening. It's like, yeah, beat this, beat that. And then it's like, oh, Ashley, I never. It's like, oh, okay, so you listen to that.
Triggered.
You.
I'm like, that. It is Samsung. True iPhone, Samsung, let's do this.
Oh, Ashley, you need to take a chill pill.
Siri is annoying.
She is. I mean, just press contacts yourself, Ashley.
Well, I think...
Don't waste your time.
I think she's learned her lesson
Siri
now.
That's us for the weekend,
they're
Sarah.
Playing the wrap-up music, another Oscars-worthy performance right there.
Looking forward to next week. I want to know what's going to happen with my audition.
Oh, me too.
You need to help me practice.
Will you be famous in France?
I think I will.
Regional French.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.